Alongside of me is Brad Gray, my broadcast partner for yet another year. Been a pleasure doing it over the years with you, Brad, and it's going to be another exciting season this year, I think, for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, we got off to a good start Tuesday night, and we're hoping to keep it up here tonight with Knoxville.
Following up on Brad's comment about the Tuesday night, we come off of a 1-0 or 2-0 defeat of Pella Christian behind Shadow Leshen, got the first goal of the game, and then Mason Cox followed that up with a second goal and gave us a nice win. It was a good start. Every time the first game happens, you never know what to expect, if the kids are prepared or not. Couple in the cold weather, not being able to practice outside, makes it kind of tough for a team to get ready.
Yeah, and the field's a little rough too, and it's getting kind of grassing in a little bit. Hopefully we get some warm weather and some rain. That'll help out.
The field was definitely a little bit tough for the kids to control the ball out there on the turf, but they got it figured out as the game wore on, Brad. Tonight we're facing the Knoxville Panther squad that is 1-1. They're coming off of a 4-0 win against Carlisle in their opening match, and then they lost to Grinnell in a 2-1 contest Tuesday night in their second game. Grinnell, as we know, is always a tough match.
Yeah, they're always tough. They're a very well-coached and disciplined team.
For a team to lose to them 2-1 early in the season means that Knoxville must come with their game face on and ready to play. So we're going to send it back to Scott Fry real quick at the studio for a couple of quick words, and then we will be back to start the opening kick here with the Blue Demon soccer match. Folks, come on back and join us for another exciting match.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
This is Mike Gray with Albee Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albee Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40 mile per gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. And go Blue Demon Baseball and Lady D Softball.
There's always savings at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week. This week, Coke, Diet Coke, caffeine-free Diet Coke, and Sprite 24 packs are $6.79 plus deposit. Dasani water in 24 packs are just $3.99. Bush and Bush Light 24 packs are $14.89 plus deposit. Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors and Coors Light 24 pack cans are $16.99 plus deposit. Save on refreshment at Jim and Charlie's.
No one wants to think about their own mortality, but pre-planning a funeral can be an important decision. After the passing of a loved one, there are often feelings of guilt, stress, and indecision, which can make planning a service difficult. Pre-planning allows the individual or family to make the decisions beforehand, with the benefit of time and guidance from your loved one to help honor their wishes. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia can help you pre-plan a service while being sensitive to your desires and to other considerations like cost. Contact Cody or Richard at 932-3129 at Tharp Funeral Home.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to tonight's soccer match here on 96.7 Thunder Country KIIC, Southern Iowa's sports leader. We're going to go right into the starting lineup with Brad Gray here.
Starting lineup for Knoxville tonight, we have Tyler Waddle, Derek Glover, Matt Smith, Brandon Hall, Colin Moyle, Luke Bachman, Alex Dye, Kale Clark, Austin Legvold, Gustavo Escoria, and Jake Stearns. ball went out of bounds. Albia kicked it and went wide. Albia's starting lineup, we have Gabe Gravert at goalie. Center fullbacks will be Aaron Ambrose, Caleb Gray. Bobby Belzer is our left fullback. And Tanner Kellogg will be our right fullback. Midfield, we have Cody Wynn and Ethan Gray. At left midfielder, we have Andy Henderson. And right midfielder's Anthony Tuttle. And then on the forwards, we have Mason Cox on the right and Shadow Leshen on the left. Play is underway right now. Ethan Gray's down in the corner fighting for the ball. Tried to cross, didn't go where he wanted it.
Right out of the opening tap, the Blue Demons have taken the ball, and the ball has not left our attacking third, Brad. Very encouraging sign. Knoxville hasn't been able to clear us out of the box at this point in time. Took a goal kick, basically, to get it done, but right at midfield is Caleb Gray to win the ball and send it right back at him. Knoxville now clears it to the opposite side of the field, and Kellogg does a nice job letting that roll out of bounds so we can get a throw-in and set up a play off of this throw-in. Brad, Tuesday night, we celebrated a pretty big milestone in Albia soccer history. That was the 100th win for Coach Gary Gravert and his team and coaching staff. That's a big deal in 12 years in a game, I think, is what the official stat is.
I know they started off kind of tough and been building the program, you know, up every year and had a lot of wins last year. Was it 15?
We did. Last year we had 10 wins. The year before that we had 15 set
15
the
year before, yep. 10 last year, okay.
Yep, last year we made another incredible run in the postseason. The guys did a great job coming together after a rough start to the season. I think they started season 3-6, possibly 3-7. I'm not sure the exact detail, but we ended up going 10-9, with that ninth loss being in a sub-state final against a ranked opponent in a double overtime penalty kick shootout, which was the order of business for that team an awful lot last year. I think we had seven overtime games.
Yep.
And it would have been a third consecutive trip to the state tournament had we made it. But you know what? We'll take 3 out of 4 if we can make it back this year.
Yep.
Throw in by the Panthers. Played out into the midfield. Stolen away by Cody Wynn and sent back immediately by Knoxville. Caleb Gray settles it at the midfield. Sends it over to Belzer on the left side. Belzer plays it up to Andy Henderson, who plays it to the middle of the field. Won by Knoxville in the middle of the field. Nice ball towards the corner, but deflected away by TK. Ethan Gray and not sure who that Knoxville player was, but Jake Stearns collided going for the ball. No call. It was a good, clean play. Both players going after it cleanly.
I think Caleb got that other guy back for his brother right there.
So. I think Caleb
Ethan
did.
Ethan gave up about 40, 50 pounds on that other kid and come out okay. And
that was an awfully good attempt by both of the Gray boys there. Another throw in here for the Knoxville Panthers. Yet again, the ball is down by the goal box, the penalty area for the Blue Demons on the offensive end. Knoxville with a throw in up, but they headed directly out of bounds. Knoxville's coming in to this game 1-1. Last year they were 4-13, Brad. They graduated 6 seniors off of that roster, but they return 11 players that started in multiple games last year. So this team has a lot of experience.
Yeah, they have some good experience, and they play some pretty bigger schools, probably, I would imagine, at their...
They play Norwalk, Grinnell, Pella. They play a lot of the big boys, lot of the guys that we like to have battles with out on the soccer pitch as well. Another throw in for Knoxville.
But on the same token, they're a big school themselves, so, I mean, it all works out, I guess. But
it does. It all balances, I guess. We've got a nice call by the referee there as Ethan Gray was tripped on his way through the ball. Knoxville player got the ball. He did not get the ball before he got a piece of the leg of Ethan. So now Cody Wynn with a free kick from about 28 yards out. And that was a beautiful kick by Cody Wynn. I did not see who got the head on that.
Ethan,
was that Ethan Gray?
I thought it was Ethan.
I think it was Ethan Gray that got a head on
he
that ball.
He was a little deep.
Went wide left. Yep. That was an awfully good attempt, though, from a long ways out. He was probably closer to 35 yards out now that I'm remeasuring it. Take me a little bit to get my eyes calibrated to distances again.
I'm fighting this post again this year right in the middle. It's hard. I keep weaving back and forth trying to get a view of the field.
We keep thinking that Keith Little and the Albia School Board is going to make a change to this press box so that it's a little easier to see around that center post. But we do the best with what we got. You're going to get the west end of the field because I can't see the west end. Yeah. I'll get the east end. How about that?
Knoxville gets a free kick. Knoxville player left his feet. To me, he just tripped over his own feet. But Shadow, evidently, no card or nothing, but got the call.
That was a really nice play defensively for the Blue Demons as Aaron Ambrose stuck a foot out and stopped a breakaway off of that free kick. That was a really nice lead play, and the offensive player left just at the right time to get behind the Albie defense, but Ambrose with a terrific save.
There's a breakthrough maybe.
Mason Cox with good challenge on the ball, but Knoxville comes away with it.
One on three. Tough.
And Knoxville decides to just give a soft tap out of play. Over the touchline, it'd be a throw in for the Blue Demons again. Looks like Shadow's going to take this throw. Nope, Shadow's going to drop the ball and come in. Cody Wynn called him off. He's going to take this throw for the Blue Demons. Shadow Leshen goes to the middle of the field. Ethan Gray stays on the left side. Andy Henderson now with a nice cut down into the corner because there is no offsides call on a throw in. Brad, everybody has to remember that. There is no offsides that can be called, so your players can literally be standing in the net if they chose to and still be legal to play the ball.
And hopefully your player will throw it to you and not throw it to the other way, and then you're offside.
Then you would be offside on the next
kicks,
next
then you're offside. Albie's awarded a corner kick. Ethan Gray is going to take it tonight, the first corner kick.
So far in the first 6.5 minutes of the contest, the Blue Demons have controlled the action. We've had one serious look at the net. Other than that, it's just been all good challenges to get the ball into the box, and then Knoxville has done a nice job to clear it out. Ethan Gray going to take the corner kick. We've got Tanner Kellogg comes up from his right defender position to play in the box. We're going to try and get some of his leaping ability and get ahead on this thing. And it just sailed over his head and played out nicely by Knoxville. Now it's fought for by Mason Cox, sent back into the box by Caleb Gray, and it goes wide left out of play. It'll be a goal kick coming out for Knoxville.
That was a good ball there to the middle. Albie had a couple little opportunities there, just didn't roll their way.
That was one where it looked like TK might have dropped his head just a little bit, dipped his head down to get a little different angle on the ball, but he didn't watch it all the way to his head. It was a nice play by both players. TK just didn't get to it. Ethan Gray fighting in the middle of the field. Now we've got a call. I'm not sure where
Ethan
that call came
elbow.
From.
Called for an elbow, I guess.
Must have been an elbow because the play with the feet was absolutely clean. There's a misplay by the Blue Demon defense, but corrected nicely by Ambrose. Now Knoxville with the ball up front, number 11. There was a little bit of an elbow by an Albie Blue Demon player that got away with the call there.
Referee said play on.
He said play on. Let's go. So we got to get ready to play. That was Cale Clark, number 11 for Knoxville Panthers, that fell down on the ground off of the contact.
Gravert with a kick, well over halfway spot in the field, and
Austin Legvold took the ball out of the midfield area for Knoxville and sent it to the offensive third. Only to be played back nicely to the midfield stripe by the Blue Demon defender. Shadow Leshen with a nice turnaround heel kick to pass the ball to himself. Plays it forward. Nice soft touch there, but nobody was up front to corral the ball and put it at the net for the Blue Demons. Goalie corrals it for the Panthers and brings it right back out. Punts it to the midfield stripe, headed back by Cody Wynn to Tuttle. Tuttle has it taken away. Cody Wynn challenges and plays it off of a Knoxville player out of bounds. It will be the Blue Demons with a throw-in.
Kicked it right back into his knees, went out of bounds harmlessly for Albie's ball. Ethan with a throw-in to him, kicks it up front.
Nice play by Mason Cox. Nice challenge, good energy play there. Good effort, gets the win of the ball for the Blue Demons. Knoxville doing not sure what they were thinking by heading that ball straight up in the air two or three times consecutively, but Blue Demons let it drop right in front of the next Knoxville defender, and they play it out to midfield stripe.
Bobby Bells are scrapping for the ball over on the far side.
Like what I see in this Blue Demon squad so far this year, Brad, I know the season's early, but for this being this early, the energy level is extremely high. I know your boy Ethan had a terrific game Tuesday night against Pella Christian. He all over the field, made nice plays, and a lot of times the best player on the field doesn't get his name in the box score with a goal or an assist, and that's what happened to Ethan Tuesday night, but he was clearly the class on the field that night.
At playing midfield there, his job is to try to set the ball up to the forwards, and he made a lot of good passes, and he was wore out that night. He definitely ran his legs out.
That he did. He did a great job. Be a Blue Demon throw-in, played out of play by Knoxville over the side touchline. One thing's for sure, the midfielders, all of the headlines tends to go to the guy who puts the ball in the net, and a lot of times the midfielders get a chance to put the ball in the net as well. However, the game is traditionally won and lost at the midfield stripe, in my opinion, so everybody should pay attention to how well those midfielders play night in and night out, because they don't always get the headlines.
There was a foot race, Albie's throw in. Mason nice. Cock throws it over to Ethan Gray. Ethan passes forward to Anthony Tuttle on a run. Oh, gets a shot off.
I'll tell you what, that was about as pretty of a give-and-go type of situation as you could get. Anthony Tuttle was a benefactor of the pass from Ethan. Cut straight between the two backline defenders and had a shot on the net, and the goalie made a nice save. Went down on one knee and rolled it in.
Got a substitution here. Looks like Skylar Bettis, if I'm not mistaken, coming in for Anthony Tuttle here on the right side, right midfielder.
Throw in to Cox. Cox plays it back to Caleb Gray, does a terrific job, one touch. That first touch is oh so critical in the game of soccer. He did a terrific job deadening that ball right to his feet. Skylar Bettis with a good decision to wait.
In.
Skylar wanted to go after that ball, but he waited till he crossed the line so we can have a throw in. Now we need to take advantage of some of the speed up front. TK is going to throw it a mile, you know that. Great header off of the throw-in by Ethan Gray. Mason Cox makes a challenge. It's cleared out. It'd be a throw-in for the Blue Demons.
I think as the season goes on, they'll try to read each other on that. That's when they seen it was heading to Ethan's head. He
somebody needs
notoriously
to
knows it's going to go that direction and start your run just a little bit earlier. Just one step makes a big difference in separation between you and that defender. That it does.
With that said, we're at about the 28:30 left in the first half. We're going to send it back to Scott at the studio for some quick words from our...
So you found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back to the Albia Blue Demons Soccer and Track Complex. Beautiful setting tonight. Temperature 63 degrees at the opening tap of the game. While we're away, sophomore Colton Dorpinghouse checked into the game for the Blue Demons. And we had a nice opportunity. We had a really good look at the net. Colton just couldn't quite get his head on it to get it bounced into the net here. Another play by Mason Cox sends the ball right of the net, but played by the Knoxville keeper. Score still tied 0-0. No serious threat from the Knoxville Panther offensively. And the Blue Demons have had numerous opportunities to get the ball into the box and have some looks. We just haven't been able to close the deal yet, Brad. But it's going to come. As time goes on, we will get this ball in the net.
Yeah, they're getting their legs. The only thing we've got to watch on the counter, because sometimes you can get lulled asleep here in the back a little bit. They've had one or two pushes that we've been able to thwart off.
Here comes another Blue Demon. Well, a little miss kick there by Mason Cox, but we had numbers coming our direction if Mason would have just been able to sweep that left foot through a little bit cleaner. Oh, we've got a call going against Knoxville. Going to be a Blue Demon free kick from inside of the center circle. Got Mason Cox, Ethan Gray, Shadow Leshen all up on the front. I'm sorry, Colton Dorpinghouse all on the front line. Shadow Leshen on the midfield. Played out nicely by Knoxville. Nice move in the middle of the field. There's another. Well, this game's getting.
Caleb's getting a little physical there in the middle with that kid. Him and
definitely
not
getting
exchange
physical.
Christmas cards this year, I don't think.
I'm going to guess not. Going to guess
not. Facebook friends.
They might be after this one. They might search each other out. You never know. Game's getting a little bit physical. It's been clean so far. No yellow cards administered, and only two or three foul calls have been made. So we've got Knoxville with a throw-in. Got a substitution for them. Cale Clark, one of their seniors, checks out of the game. And number 14, Gustavo Escorcia, checks back in. There's a throw by Knoxville. Tried a nice heel kick pass to his teammate, but it didn't work. Ethan Gray comes away with it, sends one into the left corner to Colton Dorpinghouse. We've got Mason Cox on the backside.
Just couldn't get his body turned.
Dorp couldn't quite square those hips around and get that ball in front of the net. It sailed right behind the net. It was a good run. It was a nice place from Ethan, nice pass from Ethan Gray to get it into the corner. I always like, when I was coaching Brad, I always loved sending that ball to my skilled players in the corner and let them bring it right back across the net and take that defense completely off guard.
Knoxville's got five wide back in the back, don't they, Steve? Or is that one of the halfbacks back?
They've got six back there, but I'm not sure where that sixth one's going to end up because he keeps creeping forward. But you can tell they're in this thing to – they are definitely in this thing to play defensively and keep this thing low scoring. They want to keep the Albie offense at bay as much as they can. There's a free kick again. We had a foul call against the Blue Demons. Knoxville has the ball in the offensive third. Great challenge from Caleb Gray coming back at him. They're going to get a call on this one. Caleb got a little aggressive with the forearm when he came through the ball. And I think the smaller player, number 9 from Knoxville, Alex Dye, he's just a sophomore, but he knew enough to go ahead and go to the turf to draw that call. Now we've got a free kick from about halfway between midfield and the penalty area. Dye takes the kick, lifts one up, and Gabe Gravert does a nice job playing that hook and comes up with it just before it crosses the line and goes in the net. Great play by Gravert. And then the punt comes out, and he clears midfield with the punt, played out by Knoxville, but Belzer sends it right back. One thing that's going to happen with this team, Brad, is we will get better with the controlled passes. There's no doubt about it. As time goes on, right now the passes are a little errant. They got great intent, but they're just not hitting their intended target right now. That's a characteristic of early in the year.
That's a good quick shot on goal by Knoxville.
That was. I didn't see who that was.
That tall kid there in the middle. Can't see his number. He's got the ball now.
Me either, but they've got a player on the left wing floating. Tanner Kellogg is eyeing him up, but he's not playing him tight. And that's why TK was not playing him tight, because he was playing an errant pass. Caleb Gray with a header in the midfield. Turns around, nice kick. Unfortunately, didn't get past the Knoxville defender. Good stutter step by Knoxville, plays Ethan, or Caleb, I'm sorry. Ball comes back to midfield. Caleb does a nice job fighting through the defender of Knoxville. Wins the ball, sends it to the corner towards Dorp. Didn't quite get there. When you got 4, 5, and 6 guys from Knoxville back on that back line, we have 2 offensive players, it's going to be really tough to find the precise pass to get that shot off.
Almost got to play some control ball and get it down there and get a few more bodies in the box a couple times to try that approach.
Yep, once we get that figured out, the midfielders are going to have to react and get back towards the offensive third a lot more quickly than what they are right now, because the sheer numbers game right now for Knoxville is in their favor when the ball gets back there. Okay, now Escorcia comes forward and he loses control of it out of play over the touchline. Be an Albie Blue Demon throw in. Knoxville's got 2 players at the center line waiting to sub in. Ball's cleared out. It'll be another throw in for the Blue Demons. TK is going to take this one. Now that the train's gone by, I'm going to open the window again, Brad. Nice header by Knoxville. Number 2, Derek Glover, another one of their seniors. Tuttle's going to take the throw in for the Blue Demons. And we're down at the penalty area. Good throw towards Skyler Bettis. Bettis with a challenge.
You're going to get a corner.
I think we should get a corner out of that, and the referee, the assistant ref, does point to a corner. Good challenge by the Knoxville defender, but a great offensive set for the Blue Demons. Excellent play to get it into the penalty area, into the goalie box.
We've got Anthony Tuttle going to take the corner. Obviously substituting back. Cody Wynn steps out. Ethan steps back in. I assume Caleb's going to go back. Keeping the other center mid now.
Yep, keeping those legs fresh. That's a good idea by the coach Gravert. Tuttle with the corner. It's up. Nice header out by Knoxville to get things turned around. Skyler Bettis taps it right back to Tuttle. Headed into the box towards the net. Cleared out by Knoxville. Blue Demon throw in again. We're still down here on the offensive end. Near the penalty box. Right now, we haven't had a whole lot of serious offensive threats, but we're there. They are going to come. That's a nice throw in off the head of Ethan Gray towards the keeper, corralled by their goalie, Tyler Waddle. Punted out right to midfield. Caleb Gray deflects it. Matthew Delaney, I believe, checked into the contest now for the Blue Demons. Over to Henderson. Henderson clears the ball out of play. It'll be a Knoxville throw-in right at the midfield stripe. Stolen away by Gray.
Nice play up to Dorp.
Dorp had a nice opportunity there. One hop, but Knoxville stepped in on the hop. Otherwise, that was coming to Skyler Bettis. TK with a nice clear. Again, that's one of those opportunities that we need to make that a pass to someone rather than just clear the ball. That went right to the Knoxville defensive line. No serious threat at all. That's a nice pass from Dorp towards Andy Henderson. Cleared out by Knoxville. Another offensive push here for the Blue Demons. Nice throw into Caleb Gray. Caleb fights, gets to the ball, puts it to the center, and then cleared out by Knoxville's back line again. There we have Delaney with the takeaway at midfield, right to Gray. Gray sends it wide, and then here comes Skyler Bettis with an attack. He's going to go over the end line. It looks like, yes, it just cleared the end line. Be a goal kick coming out for Knoxville. We have still no score, 0-0 with 18:40 left in the first half. We're going to send it back to Scott Fry at the studio. We're going to get some more words in from our sponsors.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
No one will work harder for your business than you. No one person, that is. But the John Deere skid steer from Barker Implement is beyond human. In fact, its power goes well beyond any other piece of equipment in its class with the same affordability, comfort, and ease of operation. And with added attachments, it goes beyond numerous pieces of equipment. The John Deere skid steer. Learn more at ebarkers.com or any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to Thunder Country KIIC's broadcast of the Blue Demons soccer match against the Knoxville Panthers. Blue Demons are in search of their 101st career victory for Coach Gary Gravert and the young Blue Demons soccer program. They got number 100 Tuesday night against Pella Christian. Can't think of a whole lot of better people I would have liked to got 100 to win against than that.
That really felt good.
that made me feel really good. Here we have a contest that's still scoreless, 0-0. We have 16:20 left in the first half. Blue Demons have dominated most of the midfield play. Knoxville's only had a couple of serious opportunities to even cross into the offensive area. But the Blue Demons haven't finished it when we get down around the net. And there's a reason for that, Brad. It's called six defenders at all times.
Yeah, it's
back
tough.
There.
They're going to have to find a way to crack that code down there because it's a lot of black jerseys down in that goal area, and it's hard to get through it.
They are packed in tight in the defensive area, that's for sure. It's almost like
a couple of pretty good-sized boys down there. I'd say, they're all bumping close on the 6 foot. Some 5'10", 11 at least, and some of them's bigger-bodied. And
pretty good-sized fellas.
Pretty physical. They're not afraid to shove a little bit, so...
Yep, they know the boundaries that they can play within. They haven't got too aggressive.
Nobody's exceeded that yet.
Shadow Leshen with a nice header off of the goal kick, plays it back towards the offensive line, but Knoxville, again, with that defensive line, plays that ball out. Plays it up into their offensive third, but rolls over the touch line, so it'll be a throw-in. Belzer's going to take the throw-in, it looks like, for the Blue Demons. Nice throw, good long throw on a line right to Shadow Leshen. Shadow taps it around the defender. Off we go. Now we need... Shadow didn't have enough help up front that time. He had a great run going. Had six defenders, actually, for Knoxville in the back. We had one offensive player that was up there. Our midfielder was working hard to get up there, but they just didn't have enough time. Another play into the box area by the Blue Demons. Played out nicely by the keeper with a throw to midfield. Headed out of play by Knoxville.
Cody Wynn's going to throw the ball in. Telling people to run up.
Which is the right thing to do. Let's attack that net on the throw. You know Cody Wynn can make that throw a long ways. Shadow Leshen with a nice run. Goalie had to make a nice hook slide to come in and get it. Smothered the ball and diverted the direction of Shadow away from the ball, which was a good heads-up play by the Knoxville keeper. Mason Cox giving challenge at midfield. Great play. Great play with a hook slide tackle. Came in around the offensive player, took the ball away from him, and sent it towards our goal. Now the Blue Demons with a throw in. TK throws in. A borderline bad throw that time. He dipped down way onto the side. Played up nicely by Cox. Ethan Gray's challenging in the box, trying to get it. Knoxville does the right thing, clears it out of the box and out of play. Anthony Tuttle will take the throw this trip. We have Gray, Leshen, Cox, Wynn, and Henderson all in the box area looking for an attack. Played out nicely by Knoxville again. This time, though, we've got the numbers. Cody Wynn finds the ball.
We had
a slide tackle against the Blue Demons. It was against the rules. I didn't see that. That post was right in my way. Now we've got a free kick for Knoxville.
Had a little bit of a missed opportunity there. We didn't get to throw in quite as deep as we needed right there. We had a couple guys crashing on the goal, and we threw it right into the Knoxville person's head, and that kind of...
We had a lot of numbers in the box that time, though. Yeah. We still didn't outnumber Knoxville, but we had at least four players that were in the box giving us a challenge, making the defenders have to choose which person they're going to defend against and to keep from heading that ball or tapping
it
with
the foot. Bobby Melzer clears it up front. Mason Cox is there.
Ooh, misplayed by Knoxville, but just misplayed enough to get out of there. That's a nice play by Ethan Gray, challenging.
Can't get his body turned around. I think he hurt his knee.
Ooh, that's a foul call. That's going to be a problem for the Blue Demons. We've got a yellow card coming against Mason Cox, I believe. It's going to be for sure yellow. For sure yellow. And I'm not sure, but he gave him a yellow. I think he was a little bit generous. But as Mason Cox comes in, there's one rule of play that you've got to be delicate around that keeper. If he's already got that ball in his hands, you've got to try to avoid contact. And Mason went to his knees to slide tackle to try to get the ball away from him. And it was definitely the right call by the officials.
Hopefully he got his money's worth.
Let's hope. That was it was a nice aggressive play by Mason. Let's not discount that. He was doing the right thing.
Dirty. It wasn't intentional. Just went for the ball, and
unfortunately for us, the keeper had already corralled it. Got things under control, and that's when Mason made contact with him with his foot. And that's a no can do rule. One thing you're always going to find is no matter where you go, the keepers are almost sacred in certain plays. Number 23, Jake Stearns, a senior defender. Throws the ball to midfield. Played up nicely again. Stolen away by Matthew Delaney. Matthew Delaney showing some terrific improvement this year on the field. He's a very smart player, and his athleticism is coming forward tremendously.
I don't think Knoxville meant to do that.
No, a little backwards play, and then... Oh, my goodness. We had Shadow Leshen and Colton Dorpinghouse both running at a loose ball. The keeper tried sliding to knock the ball away. I mean, there's nobody there other than the keeper to tip it. And they did tip. Got a lot of reaction from the crowd, a lot of body from Knoxville to play the ball away.
Was knocked down flagrantly by one of the Knoxville players. Took him right out of the
ball. Now we got a call. Yeah, that was one where Shadow Leshen just got... He was guilty of coming in and almost a hip check after the ball was already played by the Knoxville player. If it wasn't so far after the play, it might have been considered clean, but the ball was clearly knocked away and there was no effort to get a ball. Belzer with great challenge down in the left defensive corner.
Plays that good off the Knoxville player. Albie throw in. Bobby's going to throw it in here.
Nice throw. Unfortunately, it goes over the head of Henderson right to Knoxville. Then the Blue Demons clear it out of play. I like the defense that the Blue Demons are playing, Brad. They've shown hustle. They've shown intelligent positioning, and they also are showing some toughness. They're not getting knocked off of the ball, and that's a big thing to be a defender. You can't get knocked off the ball.
Definitely the more aggressive team on the field, but in some ways.
Throw in by Knoxville, controlled at the midfield stripe. They're trying to play a little keep away from Ethan Gray, but Ethan decides he's going to
challenge a kick and knocked it forward, but he got knocked down in the process. Ball went out of bounds.
Referee pointed like he was going to make a call, but apparently he was just pointing incidental contact and saying play on. Knoxville with a throw in. Blue Demons still tied up 0-0 with 10 minutes, 10 seconds left in the first half. We've got another throw in for Knoxville. Should be the Blue Demons throw, I think.
Yep.
Knoxville puts the ball down and lets Blue Demons take it.
Is that Andy Henderson going to throw it in?
It's a nice throw on a line. Unfortunately, the Knoxville defender comes up and heads it out. Shadow Leshen taps it. Deflected by the keeper. Nice hand deflection by the keeper. And then headed into the net by Colton Dorpinghaus. That was a terrific play by Shadow Leshen to get the ball at the net, Brad.
Yes.
And then even better yet for Colton to have the awareness to come after the loose ball.
He was the right place, right time. Just got a nice... nice goal right there.
We're going to send it back to Scott at the studio. We're going to take advantage of that Blue Demon goal by Colton Dorpinghaus to make the score 1-0 in favor of the Blue Demons. Come on back. We're going to finish this first half after these timeouts.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Dreaming up your ideal retirement is your job. Helping you get there is ours. That's why we encourage you to contribute to an Edward Jones IRA by April 15th. By investing in an Edward Jones IRA, you can take advantage of potential tax benefits for 2012 and give your money more time to potentially grow. To help make sense of your retirement goals before April 15th tax deadline, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Edward Jones local financial advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
So you've found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. C-First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information, terms and qualifications apply, limited time only, federally insured by the NCUA.
PCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. Here's Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back live at the Blue Demons Soccer Complex, where the Blue Demons lead now 1-0 on Colton Dorpinghaus's header goal off of a great play by Shadow Weshin. Great shot, deflected out by the Knoxville keeper. Right at Colton Dorpinghaus's head. Blue Demons up 1-0 in this soccer match. Let's just follow this game up with a win here to make it a sweep as the JV, the Blue Demon Junior Varsity Squad, won 1-0, 1-0 also on a Caleb Gray goal with 10 minutes left in the first half. Now we got a Blue Demon throw in. Clock's down to 7.5 left in the first half. Blue Demons, once again, Brad, we can't say it enough. We've really controlled the midfield play and dominated this game for the most part in the first half.
Yeah, we definitely won most of the balls in the mid there, and that's helped a lot keep the ball down on their end where they're on the defense.
That's one. There was a no call on that play as deemed no advantage was gained by the contact. Caleb Gray went for a header and ended up on the ground.
There's a front kick up. A little too far. Ethan giving chase. Couldn't get there in time. Goalie picks it up and kicks it back. Short kick intercepted by Shadow. Something happened.
I'm not sure what happened there.
Somebody, referee didn't like something that happened out there. We're not sure exactly.
Foul on Albia called. No yellow card. We already have Mason Cox on the bench for a 10-minute period of time with his yellow card. Knoxville takes one away in the offensive third. Bobby Belzer tracks it down, plays it off of a Knoxville player, and it'll be a throw-in for the Blue Demons.
Our defenders are playing a really good game tonight. They're really keeping the ball, knowing when to kick it out or knowing when to try to push it forward. They're playing really smart.
They're keeping everything in front of them. That's the thing that impresses me. They're not relying on speed to come back and win balls. They're seeing the play, and they're staying home. Ethan Gray gives chase to the left corner, trying to win a ball. We've got a corner kick call for the Blue Demons. Another terrific scoring opportunity here, folks. If you're not that familiar with the game of soccer, corner kicks, Brad, are the highest percentage,
yes,
other than penalty kicks, of course.
Call them a set piece highest, or whatever, how you want to look at it.
Calling it a set play, and this is us. We've got five guys in the box. Ethan gives kick. Nice header off of Cody Wynn, but right to the foot of a Knoxville defender. Caleb Gray winds up and puts one back at the net, sails high.
Yeah, he got under that.
Yeah, that ball took a hop just as he was coming at it. So we've got a goal kick coming out for Knoxville. I think Knoxville's coach and players would like nothing more than to get the ball over the midfield stripe and keep it there for a good minute or two and give their defense a little bit of time to rest, because we've been working them pretty hard tonight. It would help if their goalkeeper, he's a really nice goalkeeper. He covers a lot of turf and does things, but one thing he doesn't have is a strong foot out of the box.
Strong leg, yeah.
And that's given us the opportunity every time. Is
not sure what grade he's in.
He's a junior this year.
Junior. There was some contact. Knoxville player goes down. He's up. He's okay now. No call.
Referee talks to them, lets them know that it was a good clean play. Tuttle drops the ball, lets Tanner Kellogg come over and take the throw in. Let's look around. Nobody's moving much except Tuttle. Ethan finally breaks late, trying to draw an advantage. Shadow Leshen gives chase. Throw was a little long, but it was a nice throw,
there was
nice
a
opportunity.
Push there. That guy wasn't playing the ball. That should have been almost something. But he plays pretty physical.
He's very physical. Jake Stearns is a physical guy. He's a big fella.
Is Ethan getting called there? Or?
No, they got a throw in. Not sure whether they called it a bad throw or lifted his foot or threw over the side. I'm not sure what happened. Throw in by Knoxville towards the center of the field. Headed.
Oh, come on. That wasn't.
Boy, they must
call
that
a kick.
Call the high kick.
Yeah.
It's
the ball was in the air, and Ethan kicked it, and they kicked it into the face of the opponent. And his foot wasn't close to his face. It was a couple, 3 feet away, but he got called for the high kick.
Yeah, that's one of those tough rules for people to understand, because it's technically the rule is dangerous play. Mm-hmm. And most of us who have been around the game a long time, about the only time they ever call a dangerous play is when your kick is high.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for Ethan, that kick was nowhere near the kid's head. That was just one where the referee had an angle, and he saw the ball come quickly to the other guy's head, and he called the foul. Got a throw in again for Knoxville.
3 minutes left in the half. Albie's leading 1-0.
I would say Albie will be content to wind this down. Keep playing the solid defense, solid midfield that they are. Take their cracks when they get them, just like they did to get their one goal by Dorp. There's Ethan Gray with a nice ball. That had a lot of good intent on it. It's just the header came from Knoxville's defensive line, kept it from getting to Shadow Lesh and breaking through on that on the gap. Cody Wynn with a nice steal at midfield area. Goes forward. Here's Dorpinghaus. It's one. It's Dorp and the keeper. He decides to go back because the angle was getting too tough. Knoxville comes out. Caleb Gray with a nice deflection. Taken away by Cody Wynn. Real nice step over kick for Cody to roll backwards.
That last play was one of the few times we've seen Knoxville really out of position there.
That's
they left
exactly
this
right.
Far side over here close to us unprotected. I think maybe 23 is getting a little tired.
I think he's about got to be as much as we've been
Ethan
working this corner.
Ethan just had a good shot on goal there, just didn't get a good place on his foot. I think there was open net there.
Definitely was. It was just an opportunity that just couldn't quite come up with.
I think that 23 is getting a little tired. That's his side. That's that big physical kid. That's
Dorp's doing a real nice job, though. Colton Dorpinghaus is doing a real nice job of staying in his lane out here on the outside and not drifting too far back. One thing we've always preached in Albia soccer is there's got to be a focus player. There's got to be that one offensive guy for sure that's up there at all times. because otherwise your defense is just going to drift as close to the midfield stripe or further as they possibly can. And if you leave that one focus player up here, they have a tendency to forget about you once in a while. And it's a
and that's
real
the way
nice
to
position.
Beat these when you got five or six defenders back in a line there. If you can get yourself to stay wide, it spreads that defense a little more.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have more scoring opportunities and going in the box with four defenders. And
we're at 1 minute left in the first half here. The Blue Demons are leading 1-0 against the Knoxville squad, very determined defensive Knoxville squad. And we think we're going to go into the half with a lead here, but Knoxville's making one last push. Gabe Graver comes out on a loose ball in front of the net, picks it up just about at the 18-yard mark. Counting it down to 40 now. Gabe Graver plays the ball past the midfield stripe, which is what you always want. You want to go to an open position. Knoxville's making a run down the side. Bobby Belzer does a terrific job forcing him towards the sideline, gave him no opportunity to play that ball back into the middle of the field. Throw in for the Blue Demons. Substitutions. Looks like Mason Cox checks back in. Ethan Gray goes to the sideline. Knoxville has 10 seconds offensively here to make one play. It's a throw in for the Blue Demons. That should wind down the first half here. That brings us to halftime with the Albia Blue Demons leading 1-0 against the visiting Knoxville Panthers. We're going to send it back to the studio. Brad and I will come back, recap the first half a little bit, and get ready for the second half.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
So you found the right home. Now at Community First Credit Union, we have the right rate. See, First is offering a 15-year fixed mortgage as low as 2.5%. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there's never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When you're in the field, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase a Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. That's Bluff Creek Archery at 117 Washington Avenue East in Albia.
Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? Mick Furniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less. You deserve the best, and you can get the best at Mick Furniture in Albia. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and Mick Furniture, a winning combination.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Hi, I'm Katherine Berkman, and when I knew that I needed a knee replacement surgery, I was so happy to learn that I could go to Monroe County Hospital and Clinics to have the surgery and physical therapy. I had excellent care from start to finish. It was wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homaden comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
It's the ultimate sale, Slumberland Furniture in Oskaloosa. Everything is on sale. Recliners, sofa recliners, entertainment centers, tables, chairs, lamps, plus a truckload Sealy mattress sale. $199.98 for a queen-size set. Also, 0% financing for 3 years. Slumberland Furniture is open 7 days a week with the largest selection of furniture and bedding in South Central Iowa. Slumberland Furniture, 1701 3rd Avenue East in Oskaloosa, in the center of the Heartland Mall.
My reality is I want the best pharmacy care possible, so I switched to MediCap Pharmacy. The staff knows me and I know them. They know my medications and my health care history, and they take the time to answer my questions. They're knowledgeable, professional, and I know they care. Now that's a healthy dose of reality. For a healthy dose of reality, visit the Oskaloosa MediCap Pharmacy store today.
MediCap Pharmacy.
Make time for you.
7:49 p.m. here at Thunder Country KIIC. It's still 63 degrees outside. Let's take a quick look at your weather forecast during this break. Mostly clear skies and your overnight low temperatures will be near 33 degrees for your Friday. Mostly sunny skies. High temperatures will be near 61 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies on Friday night with a low temperature near 48 and breezy. And for your weekend, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Partly sunny skies. A high temperature near 67 on Saturday and on Sunday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high near 61. So spring is finally here, and it's a good night for soccer. We'll return back out to the soccer complex right after this.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And now back to Steve Rockwell and Brad Gray.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Exciting first half for the Blue Demons. Brad, it's one that midfield you got to be proud of offensively.
Yes. A lot of good things we've seen tonight happen out on the pitch. And really can be proud of. The kids are getting better every game, it seems like. This only second game, and they're controlling the ball and controlling the flow of the game.
We're controlling the momentum, which is control. We've said it for years now. If you control the ball, you control the game traditionally in the game of soccer. Not always do you win when you do that, but
yeah,
the vast majority of the time you sure give yourself a great chance.
And a few times Knoxville's had the ball down and they tried to threaten, our defense stepped up and got some good speed back there, and the kids know how to be in the right position. Of course, anything can happen at any time. It's kind of the way the ball bounces, but so far it's bouncing our way, and that's why we have the lead so far, 1-0.
That's exactly right. We got the lead courtesy of a terrific shot from Shadow Leshen from about 18 yards out. He was just about at the penalty area.
And I thought it was almost a deflection, wasn't it?
It was a deflection by the keeper.
It sounded like I heard it, something else hit, like it went off a Knoxville player, and then it just bounced over to the side where Colton was, and he put her right in the goal, and that's the difference in the game so far.
That's exactly right. Colton Dorpinghaus put the ball in the net. It was a beautiful play. He stood his ground. When you stand your ground and the ball makes a deflection, chances are it's going to come your direction as well when you're standing in front of the net. It was a great play by Colton Dorpinghaus at the 9:43 mark, set up by Shadow Leshen. Defensively, Gabe Gravert's only had a couple of opportunities to make saves, but when we've needed him, he's been there. It's been a terrific opportunity for the Blue Demon midfield to showcase their skills, Brad. We're searching for victory number 101 for Gary Gravert and the Blue Demons.
Got about 12
seconds till... We can send it back to Scott for a couple of quick timeouts, and then we'll come back ready for the second half with Blue Demons leading 1-0 on 96.7 KIIC.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
When you're in the field, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. During the month of April, when you purchase a Hoyt bow from Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery will buy your spring turkey license. That's Bluff Creek Archery at 117 Washington Avenue East in Albia.
We're back. Steve Rockwell, Brad Gray at the Albia Soccer Complex. Blue Demons lead 1-0. Goal by Colton Dorpinghaus. Terrific play. Heads up play by him. No pun intended. As he put it in with his head, I believe, off of that. Blue Demons played well. Opening tip from the second half. It's all offense for the Blue Demons from that point. We take the tip, and it's never crossed midfield since.
Yeah, just we headed east last half. Now we're heading west, and we're doing pretty good going this direction, too, so far.
Just as I say that, Knoxville clears the ball and gets it over the midfield stripe by about 10 yards, and then Bobby Belzer sends it right back where it came from. Cleared out by Tanner Kellogg that trip. Knoxville spinning around to Mason Cox and
pretty
Ethan Gray on the right side.
It's a lot warmer than Tuesday night. Still starting to be a little nip in the air now. Knoxville has a pretty good showing here of people that follow their team, and as well as Albia people here tonight.
Another good crowd. One thing we do is we travel well.
Yes.
Albia does, and when we're at home, you don't have to travel far, so it makes it easier for the parents and grandparents and all fans of all ages to come out and watch. So we encourage more and more people to come out. It only builds the program, gets the kids interested when they have a nice, strong crowd cheering for them in the stands. Knoxville clears the ball out, down towards the right defensive side by Tanner Kellogg. He does a good job, clears it out across
out of
the track.
Out of the track and down into the trees.
That was one where TK had to make a quick decision with that ball hopping like that. The Knoxville player easily could have ran past and plucked it out of the air with his chest and made a run. TK, credit him with making the right decision to clear it out that trip. Not always do you want to see your defenders clear the ball out of bounds, Brad.
No.
More times than not, you want them to clear the ball to a teammate. Make a pass, get a good soft touch on that first touch, and set yourself up for positioning the ball to the next level up. Headed out nicely by Knoxville that time. Juan in the midfield area by the Blue Demons. That was Tuttle to Wynn. Wynn tries to get one to Henderson on the left wing. Stolen away by Knoxville. Now we get one tipped up
ball
towards.
Ball up by Ethan up front to Mason. Couldn't quite get there. Albie's going to get a throw in.
Not sure.
Looks like Anthony Tuttle's going to throw it in. He's the right midfielder coming in.
We've got Ethan Gray running towards the net. Throw is slightly over his head, unfortunately. Otherwise, Ethan had a nice run towards the net. Nice play by Knoxville.
They're playing body pretty good. They're shielding.
Yes, they are.
That's totally okay to do all the time there without.
No, there is a rule in the rule book that's called obstruction, shielding yeah. without the ball, shielding with no intent to play the ball. And it's one that can turn the game around in a hurry. Knoxville did a great job making a distracting move in the first
half. He was trying to turn with the ball and lost his footing. Trying to clear it up. Aaron Ambrose there.
There's the guy we talked about
nice
at halftime.
Nice try with the
break.
Bicycle kick, but no cigar for Knoxville.
Played up to the net
to the goalie. The goalie stops it. He's going to pick it up.
Keeper's taking his time, trying to find the right fit.
There he got a little more foot under it.
He gets a foot under that one and plays the ball over the midfield stripe, which is nice for them. Shadow Leshen giving chase on the loose ball, coming back. Shadow does a nice job getting the ball to Henderson. And unfortunately, it was a little bit too hard on the first touch by Henderson, and the ball gets away to a Knoxville defender. Knoxville spins the ball going the other direction. Played nicely by Gray, Caleb Gray, in the midfield area. Knoxville, we're playing a little bit of back-and-forth battle here with the ball. Nice play out to the wing. The Blue Demons defense had collapsed in towards the middle of the field. The Knoxville players, a little miscommunication. Knoxville's offensive player was running towards the net, decided he wanted to drop back because there's nowhere for him to go, Brad. It was the right thing. Shadow Leshen comes back. Gets the ball, plays it to Tuttle. Tuttle plays it to the middle of the field, looks for Ethan Gray. Gray comes out. Keeper makes a nice slide, smothers the ball, comes up with it. Talking to Ethan about playing against the goalie, and, boy, I thought Ethan did a great job holding up and not making any contact there.
I think maybe because there's a little shoving getting to the ball, maybe that Knoxville player is whining a little bit about. But
that's very possible.
What goes around comes around, looks like to me, sort of, tonight.
Well, it's one where there was no real serious damage to either side.
No elbows flew or nothing. So
Ethan taps the ball forward, taken away by Knoxville. Played out of play by Knoxville, be a Blue Demon throw-in. Nice throw. That was a really terrific throw by Tanner Kellogg, I believe, is who that was. Shadow Leshen plays the ball forward. Ooh, there's a trip. We got a call on Mason Cox. He was on the ground trying to swing around to get the ball to tip before Andy Henderson and Shadow Leshen, and he got leg instead of ball. Nice attempt, just didn't play out the way the Blue Demons wanted it to.
I thought he was going to get a little talking to there. He's only got one yellow card. Don't want to get another.
Oh, that looked.
I looked like a.
Belzer looked like he rolled that down his arm when he turned around. But hey, you know what? No call. We'll take it. Knoxville collapses two on the ball, sends it back up to the box. We've got a breakaway opportunity, but Gabe Graver comes out of the net and smothers it before Escorcia can go out and get it for.
Looks like that guy's offside, but evidently Tanner was deep on the other side that kept that from being that way.
Yeah, one thing about the AR has been right on the offsides line all night on this side of the field. I can't speak so much on the other side because I haven't seen. It's hard to judge when you're at this angle with him, but knocked out of bounds by Ethan Gray, I believe. Knoxville with a throw. Nice long throw. Right, deflected up nicely, but played out by Tanner Kellogg. Our defense has been in the right spot almost every time tonight, Brad. It's been real nice to see. Got another train coming by. Close the window so that we don't hear the whistle as it's going by. Knoxville with a run into the penalty area. Offensively, getting a little bit deeper penetration right now. Good run by the offensive player. Cleared out. Looked to me like that was Aaron Ambrose who cleared it out. Then the return shot comes back, and Gravert slides to his left, makes a diving save. Saves the day for the Blue Demons. That was a nice opportunity by the Panthers. One of very few that they've had tonight. Ball goes out of play. It'll be a Knoxville throw-in coming back towards the east end, east goal. One interesting point of note, last year's Knoxville team, their leading scorer was a freshman with 10 goals last year. And this year he's only got one after two games. And they
have the ball's going to be taken away from Knoxville. They did something over on the side when he tried to throw it. Now they lost a throw-in. Oh.
Ooh, there was a nice, good header out by Knoxville, but there was no control on it. It went wildly in front of the box, and Mason Cox took it off of one hop off the ground and sent it just over the crossbar. Nice look by Mason. Unfortunately, just a little high on the hop. Couldn't get it to go in the net. Goal kick coming out. We've got a substitution for the Blue Demons. Wholesale substitutions, it looks like. And, Brad, if your eyes are better than mine, you can tell me who's coming in.
It looks like Mason's going out, and we have Skylar Bettis coming in. Caleb Gray's coming out.
And Andy Henderson.
And looks like we have Delaney. And is it Bobby?
And Dorp.
Dorp came in. Yeah, Dorp came in.
Colton Dorpinghaus checks in as well. Nice header by Knoxville in the middle of the field. Albia steals it away on the deflection. Now Ethan Gray fighting. There is a lot of effort from Ethan Gray again tonight to make sure he stays with possession of the ball every time he gets in a battle.
Oh.
Well, we've got a call there against the Blue Demons. Skylar Bettis got the call.
I think his feet just got kind of tangled up.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was a whole lot of anything, but they decided both players went down. They had to make a call. I believe that was Belzer with a nice chest clear out and then corralled it and kicked it up one more layer to Ethan Gray. Now Knoxville comes away. So there's a foul call. It's going to be a free kick just outside the arc, just right around the arc of the penalty box. Not a PK. It's a free kick. Big
Somebody
difference
just
there, Brad.
Needed to step up there. They was just trying to swipe at his feet, and they just need to bring their body up and intercept that play, and we wouldn't be having this free kick right now.
Yep. Let's see what Knoxville's got up their sleeve here. They got a free kick within scoring distance. He can go straight at the net. Albia's got a wall, four-player wall in front. Knoxville's got six players towards the box. Played nicely by Gravert. It was a good shot
really
attempt.
Harmless speed on it, though. He didn't have a lot of speed on that kick.
He had no serious speed on it, but it was a nice attempt by Alex Dye, I believe, is who took that shot, and that's the young man who's a sophomore this year that was their leading scorer last year as a freshman with 10 goals. Played out nicely by Knoxville. A little too close together for the two players, but they come away with it. They get away with one there where two guys were passing back and forth about 2 feet away from each other, Brad.
Yep.
Plays down there. Gravert scoops the ball up, harmless little roll towards the box. Ethan Gray with a great stop.
Skylar has a nice run. Ethan didn't see him, but we got it up here to Dorp.
We've got both. There's another one on the other side.
Mm.
Oh.
Goalie made a misplay, dropped the ball, but he was able to swipe it up real quick. Skylar was coming back to try to get a kick on it. Right there about 10 foot in front of the goal. Little battle out there at midfield between Tuttle, I believe. And
Tuttle wins that battle. Plays it to Cody Wynn, taken away. Bad hop. Took it off of his knee. Knoxville starting to play with a little more intent, a little more ball control in the midfield, but the Blue Demons are still winning the majority of the battles, Brad. Just like that, ball's free, 50-50 ball. Ethan steps up, takes it away from Knoxville. Now Knoxville clears it, comes the other way, but we got Ambrose back there. Ambrose has done a nice job. I believe he's technically playing sweeper this year right now, and he's done a terrific job. There's a misplay by, I'm not so sure that's a legal play by the Blue Demons because...
But Gabe never touched it out. He swiped and missed it.
But then the Albie Blue Demon player tried to kick it, and Gabe smothered it. And if the player from Albie kicked it, it could be construed as an intentional kick to the keeper.
Ah, yeah.
And I'm not sure what happened in all that scramble, but I do know that Gabe came up with the ball, and it was...
So far, we get to throw it in.
that's all we care about.
Dorpinghaus throws it up to Ethan. Knoxville kicks it out.
Dorp's going to take the throw. Colton Dorpinghaus with a nice throw into the center of the field. Good strong throw to Cody Wynn. Cody off of one bounce, plays it towards the net. Keeper comes out.
I think we need to start attacking on the side a little bit, get them a little lesser numbers over here and kind of shake them up a little bit.
I tend to agree with that. But
We're just tacking down the middle, and it's just too many defenders in the
Yeah, you've got to
just
give this
a little bit of back and forth. All we're getting right now.
This much defense in the box, you've got to give them misdirection. You've got to come from different angles at all time. Ball's out of play for the. It'll be a Blue Demon throw in.
And I'll be honest, I think that far side's their weaker side. That kid keeps sucking in a little bit. I think we're going to get something going on the right side if things keep going the way they're going. If Albie will see that over there.
I would believe that you're right. We're going to play one clear across the field here pretty soon. Dorpinghouse is going to take one across the field and set up whoever's on the right side.
Tuttle's over right now.
Right now it's Tuttle, but it
I thought
Skyler Bettis was in the game.
Sub back in or something.
There's a push by Knoxville. There's a shot on goal. One hops, grabber rolls over his shoulder, but fortunately, it didn't make it into the net, Brad. That was one that was a nice play by Knoxville to get it there. Knoxville's now
momentum's kind of going their way a little bit.
They're starting to play on the offensive third a little bit more, which shocks me the way we dominated the first half. But good teams have a tendency to find a way to make the ball come their way as time goes on, Brad.
Mainly first defender just needs to be a little more aggressive and come up and just try to keep their body in front of the ball and not try to do anything too fancy.
I missed this call, too, but it's a call against Knoxville. It's going to be a Blue Demon free kick. We're going to send it back to Scott Fry at the studio. We're still with the Blue Demons leading 1-0 here on Thunder Country KIIC, and we're on just about 26 minutes left in the second half.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack Price, stars in your eyes, as Daddy for the keys.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family-owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family-owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family-owned since 1952.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albion Motor Company, right here in Albion, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC 96.7. While we were away, Brad, the Blue Demons dodged a bullet. Knoxville lofted one in front of the net, right dead center in front of the net. Fortunately, the head that they got placed on the ball sent it just a smidge wide of the right upright, yep. And we dodged a bullet. That was one that was close. Blue Demon defense was in the right spot. It's just they got ahead on that loose ball out in front of the net, and it had danger written all over it. Still 1-0. Blue Demons are leading. Inside 25 minutes left in the contest now. Leading a very, very skilled Knoxville squad tonight. Ball goes out of play. Knoxville plays it a little long. Couldn't quite get to it.
Clock is our friend. We got about 23 minutes and 30 seconds left in the half. The second half, Albion's ahead 1-0, or 1-0, as I say in soccer. Got a throw in.
Nice throw in from the Blue Demons. Tanner Kellogg does a terrific job throwing that ball. Nice run by Skyler Bettis. Aggressive defense by Knoxville. Made a comment during the timeout. Knoxville's come out with a lot more energy now.
There we get a shot. Oh, right to the goalie. Nice little cross there by the boys. They were working the ball up. Caleb, Skyler, and Dorp, and cross it over to Mason, and he just kicked it and went right into the goalie's hand. I was afraid on that one, but
that was a good clean play by Knoxville. Good clean play. He did a slide tackle straight from the front. Mason Cox was dribbling the ball at him. He slid right into the ball and took the feet when he got there. Excellent clean play. Referee made the right call. No call.
They're playing with a little more fever. Albie just needs to catch a.
We catch
little
one
bit
break.
Of fire.
Yep. Get some energy going again on our side, and we'll be in much better shape.
What have we got? A Knoxville throw in over there now.
Looks that way.
couple substitutions coming in for Knoxville.
Brad, I feel a need. I've got to put a plug out there for a terrific event that Albia has every spring. The Albia Hy-Vee store does the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation fundraiser every year. It's this mm-hmm. it's coming up this Saturday night. Got a terrific entertainment package put together. Another magician, comedian. That was awfully hard for me to say, and I'm not sure why. Great prime rib dinner. The folks at
nice
Hy-Vee
ball
put
up
together.
By Caleb up to Henderson.
They put together a terrific program up there. More terrific auction items this year. They've got a autographed helmet from Gail Sayers came in. Garrett Hartley, a friend of mine from the New Orleans Saints, sent me his game-worn helmet from the 2012 season.
Oh, that's great.
Ted Nugent donated a guitar. He wow. signed a guitar for us. And John Mellencamp did the same thing. So we got a lot of good stuff happening that hopefully we get a good crowd out there for to support juvenile diabetes. It's been a fundraiser that everybody's supported for 15 years now.
That's good. There we see a little good gainsmanship there. Anthony Tuttle left his feet, and the goalie caught him as a courtesy there and set him back down.
Back to the soccer match here. We've got Knoxville with a goal kick coming out. Referee was not ready. Somebody must have said something a little too aggressively. Tanner Kellogg, it appears to me, just got a yellow card.
Do I stop the clock? He didn't stop it yet, did he?
Technically, you should stop it, even whether he calls for it or not. Yep, there he's got it. Okay, so clock is stopped. Tanner Kellogg or Cody Wynn. It was Tanner Kellogg that got it, but Cody Wynn's discussing it with him, trying to get his head back in the right place. Obviously, that was something that was said.
Hopefully
because
it was just
a stoppage.
The yellow.
Yeah, those are always ones that coaches are never thrilled with because it's not a physical play that causes
the yellow
card.
Evidently, we get a sub coming in, right?
Yep.
So
with the yellow card, we get 10 minutes.
If it was a red, we'd have had to play one man down, which would make it hard.
Yes, sir.
Just trying to hold on to this 1-0 lead.
The momentum's been with Knoxville for the last few minutes.
They brought their defenders up. They're staying up to the midfield now, and now they're intercepting our kicks back like we were doing against them all the time. We just need to figure out a way of controlling the ball a little bit more, maybe dribbling up here in the middle a little more and trying to get that ball cleared out.
We're going to go ahead and take advantage of this timeout right here for the yellow card that Tanner Kellogg got. We're going to send it back to Scott Fry for a few words from our sponsors and come back, join us for a thrilling end to this game.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back live. Albia Blue Demons hosting the Knoxville Panthers tonight in a very well-contested soccer match from both sides. We have 18 minutes, 50 seconds left in the contest. Blue Demons still lead 1-0 thanks to Colton Dorpinghouse's put-back goal off of a deflection with 9:43 left in the first half. That was a bad throw, but they're not going to call it. The young man from Knoxville did not take that ball all the way back, and he did not pull all the way through when he made that throw. We've got a throw in for the Blue Demons. right at along the left sideline to Mason Cox. Knoxville clears it out of play.
Momentum's kind of shifting back Albie's way as we went to the break there. Ball's been down on this side quite a bit, and we're doing a little better job of keeping it at our feet instead of at their feet.
Blue Demons had their second yellow card of the season. Last game we had one yellow card. Mason Cox got one for contact on a goalie. Actually, I take that back. Third yellow card. We had one Tuesday. We had one tonight with Mason Cox hitting the goalie, and one tonight.
I forgot
in the second
Tuesday
half.
Night. I can't remember. Is that Cody? Can't recall.
Yeah, I think he did. I think it was Cody.
As long as you don't get reds. I don't know if yellows add up in the long run.
Yellows
do add
up. If
you get too many reds, it'll affect your postseason.
Yellows add up. You can't have two yellows in a game because two yellows in a game equates to a red card.
No, I mean against your team.
Yeah, against a team, no.
No.
Nope.
But last year we had a few reds, and I knew we had, if we got one or two more reds, it was going to affect our postseason. For some reason, high school wants you to play nice or something. I don't know.
Sportsmanship rules.
I guess. That's something in the...
Something about it.
Which is good.
But yes,
there's no reason you can't play soccer and play a good, hard, clean game and not get any cards. I mean, this is being a little bit of control.
It's very possible.
Not running your mouth when you shouldn't, you know, just kind of...
Absolutely. Mason Cox with a challenge in front of the penalty area.
Play on.
Got a play on call there, which benefits the Blue Demons. We've got numbers. Shadow Leshen in front of the net. Weaves through traffic, takes a shot, and yes! That was about as pretty a footwork as you're going to see this year. He weaved through three Knoxville defenders. Shadow Leshen puts the ball in the back of the net with 16:39 left in the game. Blue Demons now lead 2-0. We're going to send it back to Scott while they're resetting during this timeout.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
No one wants to wait 5 to 10 business days for a debit card to arrive in the mail. You want it now. And at Community First Credit Union, that's what you get. Lose your debit card? No problem. At CFirst, you can replace a lost card or open an account and receive your activated Visa debit card immediately. No more waiting. Introducing instant issue Visa debit cards at Community First Credit Union. It's the power of Visa now. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Well, Brad, you were talking during the break there. That goal by Shadow Leshen, his second of the season, that might have just taken a little bit of the pressure off of the Blue Demon defense.
Yeah, Knoxville's going to have to play with a little more urgency right now, being down 2 points to none with about 15 minutes and 30 seconds left in the second half of the game here.
I know Coach Gravitz told me for years that the most dangerous lead in soccer is a two-goal lead, because what tends to happen is a lot of times, not every time and not tonight, the Blue Demons won't allow it to happen, I don't believe. But a lot of times you get a little complacent. You have that two-goal lead, and the other team also starts fighting a little harder because now it's a two-goal deficit. They realize the pressure's on. So the combination of your letdown, a little bit of mental letdown, and their increase in urgency sometimes equates to a comeback.
Albie with the throw in. Andy Henderson throws it down the side, a little over Cody's head. Battle in the midfield. Ethan versus a couple of the Knoxville players. Three players, four players.
Another.
It's getting kind of ugly
battle.
In the middle there. There we go. Albie clears it a little bit. Now
that
Knoxville gets a.
That was a big boot,
long
but
kick.
A little high, a little wide.
That's a good clock burner right there. It'll burn about 10 or 15 seconds while we're finding the ball. Clocker's our friend right now. We want to try to use up as much clock as we can.
Gary Gravert shooting for his 101st victory as the head man for the Albie Blue Demon soccer program. Tuesday night, they beat Pella Christian. And tonight, we could take Knoxville down, and we'd beat two pretty good, pretty traditional programs. to give us some significant milestone victories.
Just by going Knoxville's record this year, they're one win and one loss. And the one loss, like you were saying earlier, against Grinnell. Grinnell always has a real tough program, very well-disciplined, very good passing team. They have a tendency of being able to move the ball down the field and pretty well at will.
Yes.
So
yes,
just losing 2-1 against a team of that caliber would be pretty good. Albie has a nice run here. Ball was cleared up front. I think we're either wearing their defenders down or something's going on, because we're starting to slip behind them now, where in the past we wasn't able to do that. So maybe
also,
some things are going on.
They're also pulling more guys up offensively. We only have two guys back in the defensive half for them. That was a really, really nice play by Bobby Belzer coming across. Knoxville had a great setup, good play off of the free kick. I'm not sure what our call is here.
See anything?
I think he's going to call a PK the way it looked. Nope, he's calling it. He's going to call apparently an offsides call at that point to bring it back out the other direction.
Huh.
Because there's no activity where that ball is marked for this free kick. So he had to have called an offsides call somewhere along the line.
Our spotters didn't catch that. Oh, wait, we don't have those spotters, do we?
We don't have. We're going to work on that for the budget for next year. Blue Demons have a throw in. Nice throw up the line. Gray deflects it forward. Headed nicely by the Blue Demons, played back to the middle of the field. Skyler Bettis it was to Ethan Gray.
Ethan
runs it to the corner for Dorpinghaus.
He got a little too in the middle than he wanted. He wanted to hit a little more over the door. Missed him.
Played out by the Knoxville keeper. Blue Demons have a little communication problem there between Shadow and Ethan Gray. And comes up with a loose ball going the other direction. Now Bobby Belzer clears it out of play. Knoxville's got to throw in near the midfield stripe.
11:45 left in the game.
We've got a foul call against Cody Wynn. Another free kick right at the midfield stripe for Knoxville. They've got seven men in the offensive third now in near the box. Nice play. That's good job by Aaron Ambrose. Way to stay home, kid. That was a terrific play by Aaron Ambrose.
Corner kick by Knoxville here in the southeast corner of the field.
That was a terrific header by Knoxville off of that free kick to set up an opportunity, but Aaron Ambrose was right there, Johnny on the spot, as they say.
Yeah, he really stopped that scoring attempt there. They had an opportunity that Aaron just took away.
Corner kick. Sophomore takes the kick for Knoxville. It's headed, but just didn't quite get high enough to get his head on it to go send it the right direction from a Knoxville perspective. Blue Demons wise, we've got a goal kick coming out now.
I thought maybe it was off Albia, but it wasn't. Went off the back line off Knoxville.
Nice kick by Wynn, brings it up a little bit out of play, but nice length to that kick.
For those wondering about a corner kick, I don't know if we explained the whole thing. When the ball goes out the back line where the goal is, and if it goes off the defensive team, the offensive team is awarded a corner kick. That's why the defense always try to kick it out the sides. There you only get a throw in.
Knoxville plays it back up towards the front, defended nicely by the Blue Demons. I think that's Caleb Gray over there playing defender now, is it not?
Yes, I think Caleb is in the back.
I think he was technically still a midfielder.
The glare of the glass is kind of hard to see everything sometimes here.
Substitutions, Caleb comes off for the Blue Demons. Throw in by Knoxville. Not sure what we got to call
Looks
there.
Looks like we had a push in the box by Knoxville against the Albia player.
Okay.
And the kick is awarded to Albia. Looks like, is it Cody Wynn going to take the kick?
Just under 9.5 to play in the contest. Blue Demons lead 2-0. We're going to take a break while the Blue Demons bring this ball out on off of the free kick. We'll take another quick timeout. We'll come back to the conclusion for another Blue Demon victory.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
You may think that for quality surgery, you need big. Big hospital, big city. But Monroe County Hospital and Clinics invites you to think differently. Think close to home with excellent care. Our surgical team has been awarded 95% patient satisfaction 5 years running. And our general surgeon, Dr. Neil Sokol, gives you award-winning surgery with no travel required. So rethink the big. Think Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
Brad, we've got the Knoxville throw-in on the offensive end of the field for them, but the Blue Demon defense is not, they're not going to go down without a fight if they try to get that ball in the box. We had seven guys sucked back into the box itself. We had two more that were right at the point of the box on that trip.
There was a kick up to Ethan in the mid. Ethan tried to clear it up to Skyler. It just kind of rolled out of bounds where Skyler could get up there to it. Albie's keeping the ball going. 7 minutes, 40 seconds left in the game. Knoxville throw-in comes up to almost the midfield. Intercepted by Cody Wynn. A little bit of push and shoving out there. Looks like we're going to get a free kick out of the deal.
Well, that was a good call for the Blue Demons. Knoxville was a little too aggressive coming from behind trying to get that pass.
Plus, we'll burn about 8 to 10 seconds here while we get set up for this play. Cody Wynn going to take the kick. About probably 30 yards away or better.
See what the Blue Demons have set up. We've got Skyler Bettis up on the front line. We've got Ethan Gray. We have Shadow Leshen. Shadow broke nicely. Ethan also, great play. Shadow Leshen hits the crossbar. Ethan Gray, nice block by the Knoxville keeper. This is a scrum in the middle of the net, and finally Knoxville clears it out. Finally they get one out of there.
That was everything but in the net. I wish we'd have scored, but it was a lot of fun to watch.
Everything but in the net for the Blue Demons that trip. Great play. Credit that Knoxville keeper. He did a great job deflecting two balls. And Shadow Leshen's, fortunately for them, unfortunately for us, Shadow hit the right on the crossbar and brought it right back out in front of the net.
Looks like we got a Knoxville throw in here. Things are settling down a little bit. All the fans are playing pretty nice tonight, getting along, sounds like.
They are, actually, having fun with it, not too aggressive. Knoxville with a throw-in, cleared out by the Blue Demons over the touchline. Knoxville is bringing, they have seven guys up now. They still are keeping three back, which is somewhat surprising to me when they're down 2-0 like they are. That being said, you can't give up that third one, that's for darn sure. Third one would be a complete backbreaker. Nice run by Leshen coming out. He gets taken out, deemed as a clean play, but it looks like an awful lot of body contact took Shadow to the ground, and we all know it takes a lot to get Shadow down. Ball's played out of play by the Blue Demons. Knoxville throws one to the right corner.
That didn't look like that was a good throw-in either.
No.
Went off to the side of his body. There's a proper way of throwing in. If you don't do it right, you usually get called on it, and you lose the play. Ball up to the middle to Shadow. He passes over to Ethan. Ethan kicks it up to Bettis. Just too long.
Just a shade long. Gets
goalie comes out and grabs it and kicks it well over half way up the field. Knocks it with a little run here. Albie just steps in front of the ball. That's all you got to do. You don't need to swipe at it with your feet. Now Knoxville might get a corner out of the deal. Good defensive play there. Possibly it might have been Aaron Ambrose.
Looked like
it was Aaron. Turned his hips. He was trying to get a shot on goal. I don't know if he'd have got it by Gabe. Gabe was in good position, but Aaron blocked the ball, and it went out the back line. So now Knoxville is being warded a corner, and they're taking their time getting set up for being behind 2-0 with 4 minutes and 26 seconds left in the match. Low kick. headed out nicely by Bobby Belzer, went out of bounds.
That's one right there. That throw was a real nice thought on
Anthony
the throw right
Tuttle
to the feet of the guy.
Kicks it out, so I guess we could do this all night till the clock runs out.
Absolutely. We'll take that. We got 4 minutes left in the ball game. Albia leads 2-0, 2-0.
That kid has nice. A real nice arm. He throws that ball a long ways.
Yes, he does. That ball was right in front of the net.
He's calling
perfect
for
placement.
It. Couldn't get it.
Excellent play by Andy Henderson to pull that ball as he was just leaving the ground. He stuck his left foot out. Now there's a play to buy.
Well, I was concerned about a handball. It looks like they called it.
They called it late. They called it late. Well, but it was the right call.
Well after the play.
Okay, here we go.
Knoxville sets up. 3 minutes and 30 seconds left in the match.
Alex Dye, last year's leading scorer for Knoxville, taking the free kick, it looks like to me.
About 20 yards out or better, wasn't it, Steve?
Still have a four-man wall. Probably about 25, it looks like. We're about 7 yards past the... past the 18. Oh, that was a beautiful kick.
Wow.
Split the two Albia defenders in the wall. Gabe Gravert, however, slides to his right, makes a nice play, stopping it short of a goal.
Gravert kicks it up about 10 yards past the halfway mark. Knoxville kicks it back to their goalie. He kicks it, kind of muff kick.
I'm not sure Albia what that thought
takes
was,
it.
But...
Oh, we kicked it out of bounds.
It's a nice concept if it works, but boy, when your keeper doesn't clear the ball very well.
Kind of went off the side of his foot.
Yep, that kind of makes it a tough
Usually they get a good kick on it because it's coming right at them and they can really boot it a long ways, but when it don't work, it really goes bad. I think Albie's going to get some substitutions here. Get a couple fresh legs in, I believe. Can't tell. I think maybe Caleb checks back in and can't tell somebody on the other side who that was. There's somebody else clocked in over there.
Yeah, I couldn't tell on that one. Knoxville tries to bring the ball back over midfield. Andy Henderson steps in front, plays it out of bounds, unfortunately, for the Blue Demons. Throw in for Knoxville. Throws it down the line. Nice throw. Nice deflected kick by Knoxville. Ooh. Plays the ball forward.
Went right into the face of the Knoxville player. 2 minutes left in the match, in this contest tonight.
Throw in for the Blue Demons. Cody Wynn takes the throw.
As long as Albia plays smart here, doesn't make any mistakes, they're going to hold on to this 2-0 lead and go win.
Nice header opportunity by Ethan Gray, but he's taken out by Knoxville player. Good sportsmanship by both as they get up, though. No ill feelings on that play. It was a little physical. But
Caleb Gray's going to throw this ball in. Shadows here on the left, him and Andy. Oh, we get a free kick.
Yep, there's a free
penalty
kick. They
awarded.
Went back to that.
We got Ethan and can't tell if that's Dorp or Skyler on the other side. They tried to get the ball to Ethan, but too many Knoxville players were there in the middle.
Caleb plays the ball forward.
Over to Dorp. Back to
Tuttle.
Tuttle.
Knoxville's got a throw in. Ball plays it, rolls over the touchline.
Got 53 seconds left in the match.
Knoxville brings it forward, brings it right back to the midfield stripe. Looks like this one's going to go in the record books as a W for the Blue Demons, Brad. Not a bad way to start the season. I could think of a lot worse than beating Pella Christian and Knoxville for
so far,
the first
so good.
Two wins.
Marion County.
Absolutely. I think we're owning the county so far, and I don't think we play Pella this year, do we?
No. We're not going to their tournament unless we catch them somewhere else at another tournament or something. But I need to clock out here for a minute to blow the whistle.
We're winding down. We have 18 seconds left in the contest. Blue Demons play it over to Colton Dorpinghouse in the box. He's playing a nice did a nice little soft tap, and then all of a sudden he strikes on the net, and it just goes a little bit wide right. Clock winds down. Blue Demons are going to go into the record books with a 2-0 record to start the season. They take out Pella Christian Tuesday night, 1-0, and they take out Knoxville 2-0 tonight. Shadow Leshen gets his second goal of the season. Colton Dorpinghouse gets his first goal of the season. Blue Demons on fire to start the year, Brad.
Yeah, they're doing good. They're not running away with their victories, but they're playing good, solid, disciplined soccer on the defensive side, and they're taking their shots. They really went into a strong defense, probably the tougher defense they've faced. I mean, in this, the way they packed it in the box there, they just got to maybe try to regroup and figure out the combination of how to attack this type of defense, because they're going to run into this again during the year.
Absolutely.
Especially, you can't just count on your defense shutting them down all the time. You got to find ways to score.
You have to find ways to score. You obviously want to play as strong a defense as you possibly can. But you know what? Record victory number 101 is in the record book for Gary Gravert. Great way to start the season. Victory 100, 101 in the opening two matches. Let's just run it up to about 116. What do you say, Brad?
That'd be a good season.
If we can get there, it'd be a milestone for sure. Record for number of victories is 15 in the season. Let's see the Blue Demons chase it this year. We want to say thank you to all the sponsors that made this broadcast possible. For Brad Gray, this is Steve Rockwell. Thank you for listening to Thunder Country KISC, Southern Iowa sports leader, broadcasting this Albia Blue Demons soccer victory. Monday night, the Blue Demons take the pitch again. We'll bring you that game. And we hope all of you can join us yet again. Thanks again. Thanks to Scott Fry back in the studio. Terrific job as usual. And we'll see you all Monday night.
Olive oil, soybeans and turmeric. That's the olive oil you would put on. So you drink the wine and put the olive oil in with the macaroni or whatever. Yeah, I got that much working. Give me a little of that wine there.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. Never run with scissors, unless you're a tardy barber. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $29.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.